juiced with this other juicer and look how much work it takes. Slicing and chopping and feeding the small shoot. And look how little juice you get. In just seconds, we juice the same amount of fruit with the Jack LaLanne.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Okay, let's set the stage for this next story. You've just worked up this tremendous sweat. You've had a great workout. Maybe you went to the gym. Maybe you just ran through the park for an hour. Maybe you walked around the block 8 or 9 times in a very spirited way. You've showered. You've cleaned up. You're ready to head out and enjoy the rest of your day. But before you do, you want to take a minute to have a post-workout snack. Eating after a workout is quite important. It helps to repair muscle tissues and replenish everything you need to go on with your day. Snack smart, though. Here is a list of some healthy and delicious options to have after your next workout. Number one, a protein shake with a banana. After a tough workout, protein is a great way to refuel the body, especially in combination with a carbohydrate. This according to Fitness. An easy recipe includes 2 scoops of whey protein powder, water, and 1/2 of a banana, which equals about 250 calories. Number two, dates and peanut butter. Well, you can slice open a pitted medjool dates, a large sweet variety of dates, and slide 1/2 tablespoon of nut butter inside. This according to Prevention. The fiber helps keep your blood sugar from spiking and helps you stabilize energy levels. Just stick a few in a Ziploc bag and you'll have an easy snack on hand. That's an interesting one, if you ask me. Number three, peanut butter and banana on rice cakes. Wow. If you're craving something more substantial after a workout, a healthy peanut butter and banana sandwich will fit the bill. Instead of bread, smooth your peanut butter onto 2 brown rice cakes for extra fiber without the empty carbs. This, again, according to Fitness. Don't stress about the sugars in your banana either. Post-workout is one of the best times to eat a banana because it quickly replenishes your energy. Why would you ever worry about eating a banana? Isn't a banana quite healthy? See, I can't have the banana. Just too many sugars in that banana. See how it can just get a little bit too much? What's wrong with a banana? What has the banana ever done to us? So what if there's a little extra sugar in there? You just had a workout. You can have a little sugar, a little fun. It's okay. Number four, Kind's Maple Glazed Pecan and Sea Salt Bar. Many snack bars have everything you don't want to be putting into your body. That's not the case with Kind's, K-I-N-D-apostrophe-S, which has only 5 grams of sugar and no artificial sweeteners. It also has 6 grams of protein, 13 grams of carbs, and 140 milligrams of sodium, which is a perfect amount to replenish what you've lost from sweat. Number 5, the low-fat chocolate milk. Ace Fitness writes that low-fat chocolate milk is one of the best-kept recovery secrets. It has a great protein-to-carbohydrate ratio, making it ideal for repairing muscle tissue. This is an ideal snack for endurance athletes, long-distance runners, cyclists, swimmers, and triathletes. Number 6, good old yogurt and fresh berries. Low-fat yogurt provides nearly 15 grams of protein, making it a great option for an after-workout snack. Mix in some fresh berries to give you some carb-driven energy, says Fitness, and you have a perfect post-workout snack. Number 7, frozen whole grain waffles topped with Greek yogurt and almond butter. These are getting a little bit more involved and difficult as we move along, haven't you noticed? If you're a waffle lover and want to enjoy this treat guilt-free, there is no better time to eat this heavenly food than after a solid workout. This according to Ace Fitness. Add 4 ounces of water-packed tuna on 1 slice of whole wheat bread, and you've got a snack that provides the perfect protein and carb balance. Tuna, waffles, and yogurt with almond butter? No. Number 8, pear and sunflower butter. Pears provide carbs and water, and sunflower butter provides vitamin E, a great antioxidant that can help reduce muscle damage from exercise. Not a fan of sunflower butter? Well, swap it out with peanut butter instead. It seems like peanut butter is always a go-to option with these. Number 9, turkey, cheese, and apple slices. This is more my speed. A great post-workout snack involves sliced deli turkey plus cheddar or American cheese paired with a fruit like an apple, grapes, pear, or banana. Fruit mixed with a protein is sure to keep your energy levels high. And number 10, a Sherabundi Tart Cherry Relax. What? This drink is packed with an anti-inflammatory compound found in tart cherries, which has been shown to help soothe sore muscles, writes Women's Health. It has a natural dose of melatonin, which will also keep you feeling calm and relaxed post-workout. Or you can always do number 11. get the car, drive over to McDonald's, two Big Macs, a large fry, and the biggest milkshake they make. Chocolate, if you ask me. Yeah, it's going to kind of negate the whole workout thing, but you're going to really feel satisfied after you eat that. No, in all seriousness, it is important to eat healthy. You know what? Why exercise if you're not going to follow it up by eating properly as well? Some of these are a little involved. I think the waffles with the almond butter and the Greek yogurt and throwing in some tuna, to me, that's a little extreme. That's going out where the buses don't even go. I think the slices of turkey and the apple, and there's nothing wrong with a banana. A banana is a great snack for anything, anytime, anywhere. Indulge and enjoy. We move on here this week in America Weekend. Maybe it's time for you to do some work around the house. And you're thinking about doing it by yourself, and then you realize, I don't know what I'm doing. I watch six episodes of This Old House, and I get my confidence all excited, and then I go to do something, and I'm ready to just cut the wrong beam, and the house is going to fall down on top of me. Well, you may need to find and hire a local contractor. A general contractor is the main overseer on a construction site. He or she is responsible for making sure that every task is completed by the subcontractors during the construction of new additions, new homes, or remodels. It is vital for a homeowner to find a contractor who is trustworthy, responsible, and knowledgeable in the profession. How do you do that? Here we go. Use business listings. An easy way to find a general contractor is to check the yellow pages. Do they still have such a thing? In the phone book, do they still have such a thing? Or to search online. Hello, welcome to 2014. Most listings in a phone book will only offer basic contact information. On the other hand, online searches will reveal independent contractors' websites, which may list previous experience and available services, and the always important reviews. We are dependent on reading other people's opinions about people and services we are about to hire, and that is a good thing. What about personal references? Looking in that directory is helpful, but the best way to find a great contractor is through word of mouth or personal references from family and friends. These people will generally be glad to describe what they liked or did not like about contractors they previously used, and they may even be able to display work that was done for them. In addition, acquaintances may know which area contractors offer the most competitive prices. Here's an idea. Go down to your local superstore in terms of lumber and everything building materials. Go to Home Depot. Go to Lowe's. Go talk to the guy right there. The guy in the plumbing department probably worked as a plumber for many, many years. He knows a lot of local contractors. He knows good ones. He may know inexpensive ones. He might be able to put you in the right direction to find somebody, because those guys are in there buying supplies all the time. It's a better idea, though. Once you find one, don't just stop at one. Interview several contractors. After finding the names of several general contractors, the homeowner should call each of them to find out if they are available, able and willing to do the required job. Ask if they have references. Can they show past work? Are they licensed and insured? What subcontractors work with them? When would they be available? Here's a very important one. Check credentials and licenses. After receiving positive responses to those previous questions, the homeowner should still check out each general contractor's past record. Individuals should call a few past clients for each contractor to find out if they were pleased with the work done. I did that. We had our bathroom completely redone. I called people that had this company come and install a new shower and everything, and they said, yeah, they did decent work. And they freely gave me a couple of numbers, and I called them, and it made me feel a little bit better. Now, I might have been calling his cousin in Peoria, who, oh, yeah, Jim's great, but I did, and it made me feel a little bit better. They came in, and they did a decent job. The contractor should be able to prove that he or she holds proper licenses with the city or state and has insurance. Homeowners can check with their local chamber of commerce as well as with the National Better Business Bureau to ensure there are no complaints lodged against the contractor. And here's a big one. Get detailed job estimates. The homeowner should then request a detailed estimate for the work that needs to be done from each potential contractor. The estimate should list the needed materials, as well as the cost of labor and any other expenses. Contractors may list a profit margin on their estimates. Don't go for the old ballpark figure. Oh, it's going to cost you about $1,800, but I'll get it all done. And then they get it all done, and you think it's done, and then they'll come back. Oh, you wanted me to use nails? Oh, well, that's going to make it $2,200. I was just going to use some glue here and there. Get a detailed estimate. You don't want any surprises. You want to know that if you're going to pay $1,947.37, that when it's done and it's done properly, it's going to cost you $1,947.37. And also, how about discussing a payment schedule and sign the contract? In general, the contractor with the most competitive bid is likely chosen. Of course, an extremely low bid may be a sign of trouble or desperation. Next, homeowners should be aware of how the general contractor expects to be paid before they sign the contract. Many contractors require a percentage of the cost up front. Others may also require payment as the job progresses. Generally, some money will be withheld until the project is completed. After all these details have been worked out, a contract should be signed to officially hire a general contractor. And if all goes well, they're going to do a terrific job. You're going to be happy you reached out to a contractor. It was done professionally. It was done properly. You didn't get yourself all stressed out, and you didn't take a chance of just having the house fall down on top of you when you were simply trying to fix a leaky faucet. See how easy it is, folks? This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.